Tomorrow is the last day the Supreme Court is scheduled to issue decisions for this term. Still outstanding, cases involving a Texas law against gay sodomy, corporate free speech, and the death penalty. This week, the court ruled on its most important civil rights case in years, deciding that affirmative action to promote diversity on college campuses is permitted, but that some kinds of programs are unconstitutional. Yesterday on the program, we heard a commentator argue that affirmative action to promote diversity is fine, but that the more important goal is to provide opportunities for disadvantaged students. Today, another view on the relationship between diversity and affirmative action, this time from commentator Jim Sleeper.
Racial diversity is a compelling public interest, the court has affirmed, but how we should get there is still a mystery. In order to get beyond racism, we must first take account of race, as Justice Harry Blackmun wrote in the Bakke case years ago, and the current court has affirmed that. But it's still allowing a kind of racial accounting that has no place in a college education. The more subtly we play the race card in college admissions, the more intimately we box and label people. That may not trouble the corporate CEOs and military commanders who backed diversity in these cases. But a liberal education should have a different bottom line, one that makes diversity not an input, but an outcome. At Harvard a few years ago, I was asked by a student whom diversity advocates would call Asian if I believe in diversity. I answered him this way: "Tell me three things I can assume about you just from seeing that you're Asian. Say I'm an admissions officer or a journalist. What should I be able to tell about you?" My questioner smiled awkwardly. Most students don't know what to answer. They may try ethnic flag waving in college, but they don't want to be stereotyped. Part of the college experience is finding yourself in ways that may leave ethnic labels behind. It's a distinctively American freedom, and it's hard won. We now welcome millions of non-white immigrants whose understandings of race are more fluid and ecumenical than those of American blacks and whites locked into our strange 400-year-old embrace. How can we, of all nations, shape young people's formative experiences and options by stereotyping them as bearers of racial loyalties and values they have every right to shed? Getting beyond race is important even to those military commanders who asked the court to uphold diversity in the Michigan cases. My sense is that they want not so much to diversify their ranks as to integrate them. They do that by making soldiers undergo strict remediation at public expense. Is that what our colleges are going to do? Or will they keep taking account of race in ways that leave us stuck in it? Let's not let race labeling distract us from the heavy lifting we should really be doing, morally and economically, in early education and in college education, to raise up individuals, not groups.
Jim Sleeper is a lecturer in political science at Yale and the author of the book Liberal Racism.